The latest renaissance of Cincinnati's Over the Rhine district has, in a large part, been fueled by bold and adventurous creative types, artists, musicians, and those individuals with a vision beyond the status quo. And coming in September, a new business venture will open that's designed primarily to feed the needs of those same creative types. Rock Paper Scissors is a shop that specializes in art supplies and tools and also provides a showcase for local music. It's the combined vision of three local artists, and here to tell me more about it is Adam Peterson and Lindsay Niels, originally from the Marburg Collective, and Alicia Budke, founder of Smartfish Studio and Sustainable Supply. Thanks for joining me. I guess first and foremost, I want to talk about the name, because that's just inspired. It's just perfect for what this space is going to be. How did that all come about?
Well, thank you. That's really good to hear. It just so perfectly represents the three aspects of the store, of the local music and the art supplies and the workshops, being the rock, paper, scissors.
And we couldn't resist a good pun.
When I first heard about the shop, I really thought of it more as of an evolution of the existing Smartfish, but to be honest, it's more of a collaboration. Isn't that true?
It is true. All three of us will be present as Rock, Paper, Scissors comes into play. Alicia of Smartfish will be, she's functioning as like a, very much as a mentor, and is showing us the ropes, helping us along with, you know, what it takes to start a small business.
Starting your own small business in Over the Rhine, what kind of challenges did you face doing that to begin with?
I was lucky to have already had the experience with my footwear business, which is in its fourth year now, and that I was able to build very slowly and organically and kind of learn a lot of the behind-the-scenes small business ownership from that. And this is such a wonderful, supportive neighborhood that it's been just a great place to own and run a small business, especially a creative focused business.
And I guess it's important to note that Rock, Paper, Scissors will come into the exact same space that Smartfish is now. It's 1301 Main?
Yes, exactly. 1301 Main Street.
Well, Lindsay, tell me a little bit about how Smartfish is going to evolve into Rock, Paper, Scissors.
The biggest and most obvious change will be that we're adding the whole new local music and merchandise section, which will be CDs, vinyl, cassettes, T-shirts, buttons, and stickers from local bands. And we are going to continue to have the art supplies, but we're going to be expanding and changing that inventory a little bit. We're still going to keep up Alicia's tradition of having sustainable supplies. We're going to be bringing in a lot more new local artists and designers that hand make their own materials. Like, we have someone currently making walnut ink for her. We're going to have things like handmade charcoal, handmade sketchbooks, all from people living right here in Cincinnati. And we're going to start the process here in the next week or so of going around talking to all the local businesses, all of the working artists and designers, like sign painters, tattoo artists. We're still going to cater to the students in the Art Academy, but we just want to get that word out and start talking to the working artists in the community and find out how we can expand our inventory to suit their needs and cater to them.
So tell me a little bit about the Marburg Collective. What is that all about?
Marburg Collective is primarily a group of musicians who have been living and working and playing music together for about 5 years. We started living in a space called the Marburg Hotel, which is on Ludlow and Clifton. It's an apartment building. And while we were living there, we decided to start throwing public events, open mic nights and house concerts and basement shows and stuff like this. And from those experiences, there developed a culture of creativity and expression and live arts experiences. And so this culture bred momentum, and from there we've been organizing events in Cincinnati.
How does this new business venture embrace the local music scene?
The vision is that the local music records and merchandise store will be very much of service to musicians living and making music in Cincinnati. We will be carrying local musicians' merchandise. Beyond that, we also want to be profiling their presence and promoting their activity. So that means announcing, cataloging, advertising upcoming shows, making it very obvious if for when a customer comes in and wants to find out more about a band, we have information at the ready to give the customer contact information, biographical information. We have their music in the house. It's going to be set up on an iPod, so if they want to listen to their music, they can do that right here in the store. Basically, the vision for this venture is to be a physical hub for local music in Cincinnati.
And you're right in the heart of the city, obviously. So for local bands that might be interested in having their music here in your shop, how would they approach you?
So it's going to be on a consignment basis. I have been reaching out to all of the musicians that I've come to know in Cincinnati. I'm in the process of collecting contact information to do a broader embrace of Cincinnati musicians. So my outreach process should hopefully bring people coming back interested in participating. I'm hoping then just like the growth of our presence here should bring extra attention. So it's really going to just come down to like a face-to-face interaction. We'll both agree that we're interested in carrying this band's music, and then there'll just be like a pretty simple consignment process, and then we'll set it up in the store. If you're a local band or musician and you're interested in consigning your music or merchandise to Rock, Paper, Scissors, you can contact adam@rpscincinnati.com.
And you also currently have an online fundraising campaign going on, correct?
We do. You should definitely check it out. There's a pretty hilarious video of Adam and I, a musician and a visual artist, trying to express ourselves with words like normal humans. There's a perk for every single amount that you donate, including the blooper reel, which is if you just donate $1, you're getting that, and totally worth it. But the two things that we've been really overwhelmed by all of the support of the community of businesses and people living here and over the Rhine around Main Street, and also just from launching that Indiegogo, we raised about $1,000 in the first 24 hours.
Wow.
And everyone on the Facebook, on the kind of social media sphere has been so supportive and so loving. And
I guess it's important to point out that these perks that you speak of are also connected to the store, because they range obviously in price value, but it could be anything from some art supplies to some music to even guitar lessons and drum lessons and various things like that. So it's all kind of tied into the vision of the store itself.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
The shop officially opens on September 8th, but on final Friday in August, you're going to have what you're calling your Hello Goodbye Party, right?
Yeah. This final Friday, that Hello Goodbye Party is going to be kind of the first sneak peek of what we're going to be doing in the space. So Alicia and I have both sort of split the bill with reaching out to the visual artists. It'll be about half people that have shown here in the past 2 years and about half people that we're interested in getting to show as Rock, Paper, Scissors. Adam's going to be bringing in some local music. So all of those changes will be here and present and complete by the time that we open on September 8th. But that Hello Goodbye will be the first kind of sneak peek of what to expect.
Well, if you would like to get a sneak peek of the upcoming Rock, Paper, Scissors, please stop down to the shop at 1301 Main Street on Final Friday. I've been speaking with Adam Peterson, Lindsay Niels, and Alicia Budke from Rock, Paper, Scissors. The shop is scheduled to open in early September, and for links to more information about Rock, Paper, Scissors and their startup fundraising campaign, you can find links at wvxu.org/lx. For WVXU's local exposure, I'm Jim Nolan. Thank you, guys.